Hello, and welcome to Surrender Soul Chats and Guided Meditations, Season 2, 1111, which is all about new beginnings. I am your host, Frandasia Williams. Those who know my soul call me Franny, and I'm the owner and founder of Guided Surrender, which is a lifestyle and wellness company that is based in releasing resistance, fear-based resistance that keeps us and blocks us from our manifestations, our spiritual, mental, and physical healing. So if you are on a healing journey, you're in the right place. This is a home for healing, and we are so happy to have you here. And this is my co-host, who I'll let introduce herself.
Hello, Queens. My name is Nicola Boothier. I am the founder of Female Makers. Please feel free to follow my journey for a collective of female entrepreneurs and micro female creators at femalemakers.org.
And enjoy this episode.
You know, one of the things that me and Franny wanted to talk about today was, how do you keep the balance of all of that? Like, what are the things that you're doing that really instill that balance for you? And I've been on a journey for the past, I would say since COVID really came and started and quarantine was a thing, I've really been exploring my self-care through edibles. For those that don't know what edibles are.
I was about to say, are you talking about edible arrangements? Because I love those.
Like, yeah, so those that don't know, it is weed edibles. And I've never been, just so that there's some kind of history going on there, I've never been a big pot smoker. I've never like really explored a lot of weed. I think when I was younger in college, you know, socially I've smoked, but not to a level where I was really trying to understand what it could do for me, if I even enjoyed it. And then I just socially drank. So I've never really been involved in a lot, but over COVID, you know, the world had stopped and I had time to really self-reflect. And one of those things that I have came to about and learned about myself is I really enjoy taking edibles and I do enjoy smoking. And it kind of became like a thing where I was just doing it in the beginning to just have fun. So the first time I did it, I was extremely scared because I'm a big wuss. Like, I'm that girl that was in college and in high school, and they'd be like, you want to do this? And I'd be like, no. I was always, like, afraid I was going to be that girl on Maury, who was just, like, whose parents are like, she, you know, did too much at a party. We're just so embarrassed. And I was like, that was literally me in high school. I could not do anything because I was so petrified that I would overdo too much stuff, or like my parents would be on the TV talking about,
but you know, Maury specifically, like, you didn't want
to. It's a triggering thing. But Maury specifically, okay, you know what I'm talking about. So in high school, like, even when I would smoke, it was so like I was so petrified to do too much that I would just like, it would be barely anything, so I'd like almost not feel anything, right? So one day my partner and I, we had got an edible and I was like petrified to do this edible. I'm like, so it was before I knew Franny, because she can tell you, you know, kind of go into detail about how we talked about edibles. And so I did it and I didn't feel anything. And I was like, oh, okay. So, I mean, it's fine. So I do it again, maybe like a week later. And this one, I definitely, me and Jesus, we had a conversation, and I don't know what that conversation was, but he introduced me to this thing called, I refer to as the boat. So now when I do edibles, when I know that my edibles kicking in, I refer to close friends that I am getting on a boat. That boat means I will not be available to speak to you. You may get Snapchats. I don't know if I'll be singing a song, if I'm just laughing at myself, but as in, do you have an emergency? I'm not the person to call. So I will send a text out usually, and it's like some kind of gif of me getting on a boat. Like, oh, the boat has arrived. The captain said I can board, and we are going on a journey. So of course, when I meet Franny and we get closer, I tell her these edible stories, and I am now on like an edible a week at this point. I start noticing that I'm having these really deep moments where I can actually turn my brain off for a second. And by that, I mean, I have a thing at nighttime where I'm sure many of you do, where you go through this list in your head. It's a life list. It's not your day list. It's a, I haven't met Oprah yet. Or it's, you know, it's like really crazy list. And then it goes, oh, what did I put those dishes away? No, I didn't. Okay, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I still got to meet Oprah. I still haven't hit my Millie.
If you're a server, you're like, oh, I forgot to get table 2. Yeah. This guy on TikTok was like, what's your dreaming about when you're a server? That's on the list.
Yeah, you're like answering back to things. You're like, you hear your phone ring. There's just stuff going on. And I am the epitome of not able to turn my thoughts off. And I'm always trying. I can't calm down. I'm constantly thinking of all these things I have to do. And I notice when I'm on my boat that those things don't exist. This list, it is like full level meditation. If you've ever meditated, which I'm sure if you follow Franny and you know a little bit about it, there's a level in meditation that you can get to that your brain actually really does allow you to turn off thoughts, where you're really just in this hyper level of this light beam where nothing can bother you or get to you. It's really beautiful because our brains are constantly going and our bodies are following what our brains tell it to do. And so sometimes you need a moment where you just need to turn everything off and you need to just be away. You can't hear sounds. You can't hear people talking to you. Nothing is floating through your list. You're not thinking of that couch that goes with that chair that you need to buy in a year. Like nothing is getting to you. And I noticed when I would do these edibles that I was reaching the highest level of meditation for myself in my mind. And it was just so beautiful for me because when I'd wake up the next day, I felt so rejuvenated. I felt extremely rested. I would have the best restful sleep I could have. And I only did them once a week to where it was my Nicole's time to get away. I'd be very methodical about when I do them because the inability to move is also what's happening to me. You become very like heavy for myself and you're just really relaxed. Every bone, muscle, everything in your entire body, spirit is relaxed. And so when I tell Franny this, when we got a little bit closer, she was like shocked, kind of. She was just like, girl, that is not what it did for me. That's not, I don't know what you're taking because it wasn't the same thing. We were not matching. And I was like, what?
Not a good time.
So why don't you share what happened when you've done it, when you did it, that particular story.
If there was a boat, it was the boat from hell. Like it was awful.
You didn't get the same boat, you guys. I got a different boat.
So I didn't get a boat. I got an elevator. And I remember, and I was talking, I had someone in my life who at the time regularly did it and knew more about edibles than I knew about. And I will also say, I'm also very much so like Nicole in the way where I was always, I never really smoked. I never smoked. I never really was into any type of, I wasn't into weed at all. And I hated the smell. It would give me migraines. Like I remember in college being super judgy about it because I really hated the smell. And I just thought
you'd be like, ew, ew.
Gross. I did. I thought it was a disgusting habit most of my life. Then I started learning about the medicinal properties of just cannabis and just like how it's actually very healing. And the taboo that we put on it has allowed no studies to further understand the medicinal benefits that it has for us, even as women. Like there's so many medicinal benefits for our reproductive systems and for our lives that like we just don't know about because no one's doing the research. Anyway, I'm really pro doing more research on herbs. So just putting that out there. But so I became more open to it as I became more holistic, I'll say. And
that's a really good word to put it because I feel the same. I feel the same.
Yeah. As I became more holistic, I started just seeing it as an herb that if you, it's a plant that if you just happen to light up, it just has some properties that, that's how Cat Williams explains it. I agree. And no problem. So the person I was with was like, you should, you know, try it. Cause I had tried like a hit before and it gave me like a really bad headache. And I had tried it another time and I really just fell asleep. So I really didn't ever have, when I did try it regularly, I never really had an effect. And I also am someone who really feels like I'm high on life and probably doesn't need much help. But that's why this is probably the experience I had. So we had talked about it and I was just going to do half, but I'm telling you, them little cookies taste so good. Mine was like a
that's
little
the problem. This is why I can't buy certain ones, because girl, you'll be sitting there next thing you know, you eat. You just.
Yeah. Like I want to say.
Specific about what you buy.
It was like a cookie.
Yeah.
It was a cookie.
I don't buy the cookies, in case anybody wondered.
Mine was a cookie. It came in a little pack, and I think it was shipped in. I think it came from like Colorado or something. I don't really know. And I know you're like, how did you take something that you don't really know? But I was with someone who did it.
We felt comfortable, yes,
with that person, so it was fine. So I was like, ooh, cookie, and I was eating this thing like it was cake. And everybody who knows me knows I love sweets. I was killing it, but I stopped myself and I was like, yummy, that was good. I'm just gonna do half. And then the person was like, and we had talked about it, and I will say. I do feel poorly advised by this person 100%. They know how I feel about it. It was a whole thing. But the person was like, you should go ahead and eat the rest of it. I don't want you to have a half effect like you've had in the past. Like, just go ahead and take the full effect. And I was like, are you sure? The person was like, yeah. That was where things went wrong. I admit I just had the half. Yeah, I should have just had the half. And I should have trusted my own instinct to be like, you need to stop. The cookie tastes good, but you don't actually need to eat it because it's not a real cookie. It's like a cookie type of cookie, not a cookie cookie.
The explanation of the cookie is forgotten.
Right. So I down it. And I'm telling y'all, I was having the best time of my life. I really was. I was so happy.
You're like, so happy.
Oh,
so happy.
So
everything happy. Is so happy.
And the thing, and I'm a performer, and I, at the time, was very immersed in acting and understanding my emotions and how to portray emotion. And I remember saying to the person, this is just such a beautiful experience because I can feel each emotion so intensely. Like when I'm happy, I'm really happy. When I get a little angry, I feel really angry. And I was like, I'm really understanding how to define, and I'm being such an artist. I'm really understanding how to define my emotions. Like, so whatever. I'm laughing. I mean, I am laughing and have the time of my life. This person could never remember anything. And I would get so irritated. And then I was like mid-sentence. And I was like, I don't know what I was talking about. Like, let's move on. It was completely fine. Then I started noticing that time started to slow down. And I remember the person was like washing dishes. And I was like, it just feels like you have been washing dishes for a year. And you have it. I literally watched the clock because I was like, am I losing my mind? Because it feels like I have been here for a year and I can't leave. But nobody told me I had to stay, but I can't leave. And you've been washing dishes for the entire year. And I looked at the clock, not 1 minute passed. It was literally like a few seconds. But it felt like, oh, my tea, felt like a year. So this is where it all changed. And this is why I say I was on an elevator and not a boat. I was on that floor that was really happy and I liked it. I'm trying to say maybe floor 7, maybe floor 5 or 6. I don't know, but 7 was the highest I was at, right? All of a sudden my elevator starts moving and I literally feel myself rising like ding, ding, ding. And I was like, and in my head, I was like, no, I don't want to go anymore. I don't want to go. I don't want to go up there. I don't like it there. It felt like Inception. Maybe I was going lower. You know, Inception, where he keeps going
lower. Yeah, and he just keeps going to the basement.
And then he sees his wife and she's scary and she's like, ah, that is what was happening to me. And I was like, I don't want to go. No, I went off the ride. And it was like, ding. And I was there. Oh, and that was when it all changed. I was like, oh, my God. I'm going to die here.
Laugh because I just, every being of me wishes at one point in time I could go back to this part of Franny's timeline and just be with her during this, because the way I would have told this girl, no, don't eat the other half of the cookie, girl.
I'm sweating. I promise you, I said to myself, I'm not going to make it out and no one's ever going to find me. I was convinced. And then I was like, oh, why do I feel this way? My tongue.
It felt. Are you talking to the person? Were you telling him, like, I'm on a floor I didn't ask for? Like, what was going
on? And this is why. Don't do things with people who don't have emotional intelligence. This person has no emotional intelligence and was just kind of like, you're fine. I wasn't though. You know more than I know in this moment, and I am not okay. My heart was like, dum, 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 dum. And then my tongue felt like a cotton ball, and I kept drinking it, but the water just would pour right back out. And I was like, and it was terrible. And then I started to feel nauseous, and I think at one point I threw up, and I got
no. This is such a bad experience.
What? I was an anxious mess, and I remember like I wanted to call my brother to come pick me up, and it was like so. It was like it might not have been late, but it felt late. Like again, I felt like I was stuck and couldn't leave, and I didn't want to drive because obviously I'm not in the right state of mind. And it got to the point where I started Googling like how do you come off of a high. And I read in an article that pepper helps. So I went into the cabinet and I got pepper and I like crushed the pepper and I started snorting it.
Because I did not know this part of the story and I'm not prepared.
And the person was like, what are you doing? And I was like, they said that this is pepper. Was pepper.
I'm gonna lose my mind. Please. Okay, I'm holding it together.
It was pepper.
She snorted. Wow.
For anyone out there, it did not help. It didn't help. And then the person just kept saying, just go to sleep. And I was like, I'm not gonna wake up. I can't. I'm not gonna wake up. I'm not gonna be okay. I think at one point I looked at the person. I was like, is this the part where you kill me? Like it was awful. I was having a panic attack. And the person-
So how long did this last for?
Honestly, Nicole, if you ask me, about 2 years. But what I think, what I think happened when I finally did wake up, when I finally did like lay down and get to sleep and I woke back up, it was probably like 4 hours had passed, but I was asleep for half of those. So maybe a 2 hour stint, I don't know. But all I know was in the midst of it, I literally thought my life was gonna end. I was 100% sure that there was no way out. And this is the thing about alcohol. I'm not someone who drinks and I don't really enjoy alcohol. And ever since I got back from Italy, I would drink wine. But then after I went to Italy and I had such an immersive experience with wine and you could literally taste every fruit in that wine, I started realizing that my desires to drink weren't actually rooted in my desire to taste fine wine. It was more socially derived. So I decided that if it wasn't coming from a true intention of having a beautiful experience, then I wasn't going to do it anymore. And most of the time I don't like the taste of alcohol. But the thing about when you do drink is you can eat or you can drink water. I wouldn't have a hangover almost ever. I can count on one hand. I think I've had one hangover. And I would drink and then I would drink a bunch of water and chase it and just go to the bathroom and I would never even really get drunk. And I was able to control it. When you do this, you cannot control it. You are on the boat or on the elevator and you are done. And I was like, I don't like stuff that messes with my mind. I'm never doing this
again. You know what it is too, is, and it's one thing that I've learned a lot with other people who have approached me and asked me, you know, my advice on maybe they're going to try it or maybe they didn't have the best experiences. I highly believe in microdosing, which is you start very, very low. And each time maybe you go like a smidge higher until you find your perfect spot. My perfect spot just happens to be like a standard like spot for most people that do edibles often, which is 10 milligrams. That's usually about my spot. However, the first time we did do it, which I did not mention to you, the first time that we did do like a really full edible, it was a full edible.
Nicole's cat, everyone.
My cat, everybody. Her name is Sunday. Clearly she would like to be a part of the podcast. So the thing is we overdosed. So we did quite a bit. I don't remember the exact number that my partner did, but it was definitely like three times the amount that we're supposed to, three or four times for him. And mine was twice the amount. And that was the elevator that Franny had experienced. But I just kind of ignored the paranoia part that was kind of creeping in on that. And I just really just was swishing around, but it was definitely too much. So then going forward, we ended up really having to learn more and be educated on our edibles and how many milligrams and all of those things. So the exact dosage is given to you. the other thing with edibles, if you have yet to take any or if you're learning about them, is each brand is not, edibles are not exact. There's maybe two brands I think that I've learned of in research that have been like rewarded for having exact dosage. And the dosage is really the THC part, right? So the weed part. Mm-hmm. So like, I'll give you an example. If you buy a block that's of cookies, brownies, gummies, they're chopped up usually into certain pieces. And then they say this piece equals 5 milligrams or this piece equals 10 milligrams. The chances of that being exactly 10 milligrams of THC is very rare, because remember, they're putting it into a batch. They're putting it together, baking it or whatever, curing it, and then cutting it. So the chance of it really being the serving size, right? Like when you serving size anything, it's not going to be exact. So there are certain times where you may take a 10, but it's really, maybe it's 12.
Right.
You may take a 10 and it really hits you like a 7. That's very common, unless you're buying certain specific brands that are known to be very exact or very precise. So with people that are more sensitive to THC, which you would be a more sensitive person, I truly recommend doing smaller micro dosage. I talked to a girl recently who I knew, her and her husband were exploring edibles, and he can take a standard like a 10 and feel good, but for her, she's very sensitive to it, so she takes a 3.
Yeah.
And she's good with a 3, and she feels very good on a 3. She's a very good experience with the 3. So, you know, over time your body will acclimate to certain things, so you may need to take more or less or whatever the case may be. But that's one thing that I always suggest. Like, always start super small. If you don't feel anything, maybe the next time you do a little bit more until you find your nugget. Once you find that spot, you're good. For Franny, it's probably going to be like a very small spot where she's on level seven. What was that? Floor 7. She liked floor 7. She doesn't want to go past 7. So maybe we can get her to like floor 5. And then if she goes up 2 floors, she's still good because she's on 7.
Girl, I just don't know.
Not hear the pepper part. The pepper part really put, it was a sprinkle on top of the story. I'm very excited I got to hear about the pepper.
I really don't think it works. So just don't even try. But I was spazzing. And I will also say, part of the reason why I wasn't ever very apt to try it is because of my anxiety, and knowing that anxiety is something that I thrive with. And it's something that I'm, you know, that I work through. And I was like, I don't want to put myself in a situation where I know what I have to do to get back into control. And if I'm not able to get back in control, then this is what happens. And so I was always really skeptical because of that. And where some people feel very much so like it aids them with their anxiety and it helps them calm down, I don't know that I feel the same. I feel like it kind of rushes things for me. So I think it just depends on what type of person you are. And the conversation that Nicole and I were having, we were just so shocked that we were both finding two completely different responses to how we cope with our mental health and how we calm down and how we support ourselves. And for you, like, it's a very supportive method. And then for me, I would probably not sign up for that again, even though I think I would have a good time if I did it correctly. I think there's other things that are better for me than that. And I will also say, just to go back, I wasn't doing it with a stranger, but I also did not do my own research and I did not know. And I didn't think about it. I just trusted someone else's opinion and gauge. And I would never recommend that. Like, know yourself, know what you think you can do, know your limits.
And the first couple of times I did it too, I very much so microdosed. I very much so did like a very small portion because I was petrified. I was afraid. But the reason why I continue to do it, and I always explore it and have a supply, is because I really enjoy not having the control. I'm so in control all the time. I have to be in control all the time. It really allows me, it forces me to not be in control without me thinking about it. Because if I think about it, then I'll start freaking out.
Yeah.
So it forces me to not.
Was there something that I said that I do that you were like, yeah, that doesn't calm me down? Did we have that conversation?
I don't think we did. We may have.
Because it's like, you know, like,
what do you do to calm yourself down?
You know, I really am a pretty chill person. So just binge watching. It's
really ridiculous. It actually seems unrealistic if you're watching and you're confused. I am confused too. And we're friends. So you guys want to start a small circle after this? Please reach out to me.
I am. I'm just real chill. So like literally just some, I can sit in silence and be good. Where some people need noise to calm down. I kind of sometimes after I've had a high energy day and I go for a drive, I need the music off. I need no noise. And I learned that about myself. I used to have a car that didn't have a radio in it. Like it didn't have a built-in stereo. I had to buy one for it. And I would ride around that car in silence. And it was so peaceful for me. And so I think for me, the silence.
That might be it because there's maybe been a handful of times when I've been able to be in a car with no music, and it's only because if I'm like super upset or something. But even then, yeah, no, that doesn't work for me. Even when I'm trying to think like, does it work? It doesn't. Even right now in my house, if I want it silent because I don't want to be distracted, I put on jazz instrumental. Like there has to be something going. That's really calming for me though. I have like a YouTube rendering like channel that I watch, and it just has like, it's really cute. It has like painted, basically rendered coffee shops with like the pictures move and the coffee like heat moves up, and it looks really cute. Like it looks like alive, like you're sitting there, but it plays jazz coffee music over it where it's just like instrumental, and it's really calming for me. But I can't, the silence thing I can only do when I'm meditating. If I'm meditating, then I can't have anything on. It has to be completely silent.
I'm someone who prefers silent meditation too, but I don't mind.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind either one, but that's the only time I notice it's really quiet for me. If I'm not playing music or nothing's going on, it's just quiet meditation. I'm even so particular about sounds that if I, like, let's say I go and run an errand today, I'll put like a show or I'll put the instrumental on for my cat. I don't think they care, but in my mind, I've painted that I think that I wouldn't want a house to be quiet.
Wow.
They have anxiety, so I'll put that on for them. And then I go and then I come back and there's already noise and stuff. Mm-hmm. So they're not just in silence.
See, and I'm hyper aware of sound. So I remember I was at my friend's spa and I was working at the time. So I was allowed to do this. But I remembered sitting there and feeling anxious, and I turned off the spa music, which was just instrumental, like vibrational spa music, and I turned it off and I felt better. And even in my home, 90% of the time I don't have any music playing or anything. It's just silence. And I won't have the TV on either. I rarely watch TV. I really enjoy silence at night. If it's not, like, some people need to sleep with white noise. I used to have a friend and she needed to sleep with an air conditioner running, that we lived in the city in New York, and so that the air conditioning running, that sound was the only way she could get to sleep. But for me, it's the complete opposite. Like, it has to be silence. And silence. Like
dark quiet.
Dark quiet. It is my favorite.
You know what? I used to be like that a long time ago. And then when I started dating my partner, he really liked the fan on. And I hated the sound of the fan. I don't know. And the feeling of a fan. I used to not like that feeling of a fan. Now, even though I live somewhere where it's cold most of the time, I love the fan. I'm like so obsessed with the fan. I have to have a fan going, even if it's cold. I just need some kind of like going air that's constantly flowing. I don't like stark, like just nothing air and no sound. Now I'm so used to the fan is the sound. When I lived on my own though, I hated the sound of stark quiet as well. And so I would fall asleep on one of those apps that could play like rain or something. I don't need to do that now, for those who know me, because I have rain a lot, but I don't need to do that now. But I used to put it on and have it on for like an hour until I fell asleep because I didn't like the sound of just quiet.
And I have always despised stuff like that. I despise it. Even like, you know, when you go into the spa and they have the little fountains that are dripping. I hate stuff like that. Like, shh, Like, I don't understand all this, like the subtle sounds, like just
stuff. Really? I love that. I'm a huge annoying fan of it to the point. Remember when it was popular? I know you remember this. When it was popular in like late 90s, early 2000s, when like Walmart and all those places used to sell those fake fountains with the rocks and the little, and you'd plug it in on your counter or something.
Hate those.
Loved it. My mom used to buy those. I loved it. Especially if it had like a bamboo situation. I was like, $9.99, we're buying this.
I hate when offices have them, like doctor's offices and stuff.
Oh, I love it. I literally am obsessed with it. I have an issue.
I cannot relax with all that noise. Like, you need to, and you know what? I hate the dentist because of all the noise, all the drills and all that. So I can't stand all this noise. If it could be muted, I would be able to handle it more.
That sounds terrible. You know, when they give you little things to go in your ears when they're drilling you, I'd always have one out. I hated the sound of just like, it was just quiet. Ew.
Oh, honey, it's the opposite for me. It's the sound of it. It's the reason I don't go. I don't want to hear that mess. I'm so like, my brother had a GoPro, and even like when you're like moving the GoPro around and the sound that that makes, I can't stand the sound of people eating. ASMR to me is torture. I'm very sound sensitive. So, I mean, I guess that makes sense why I like to sit in the quiet and I find it peaceful.
Okay, so I'm very light sensitive to the point where, like sometimes if we're watching TV at nighttime, I am a little with the sound sometimes, but I'll take the TV and I turn the brightness down. There's like an eco part that you can put on it and it kind of just lowers the brightness so that you're not having as many Blu-rays. And sometimes like I'll tell my partner and he won't be like ready to go to bed yet. And it'll be like a thing and I'm so sensitive to it and he's not. So he likes it brighter and I like it not. I like it really dim. Like we can have the TV on. I just need the light to be dim. I'm getting to the point where I'm like, I just need to order me one of those.
The masks.
Yep. Because I need it dark. I'm so sensitive to the light. I don't like all the lights on. I don't like a lot of brightness from the TV, especially at nighttime.
Natural light. Are your blinds mostly closed? Like so eye-opening. I am the complete opposite. The first thing I do in the morning is open up every single blind.
No, I'll open it up when I'm awake, but like I don't like it waking me up. Does that make sense? Ew, gross.
That's the only way. Because you know I don't like alarms. I don't like sounds. So I would rather be.
That makes sense then. For me, I have a very subtle alarm too. If you have an iPhone, I use the actual sleeping alarm, the one that looks like an actual clock, and it bases it off your sleep pattern. And I use the sound Sunshine. So if you guys ever look that sound up, it's a progressive sound. So it's like do 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 do, and then it's like do 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 do. It's not like a blare. I don't blare me, because
the people who like the bah, bah, those are a different type of people.
Yeah, that's a different energy. I can't wake up that way. However, lights I'm extremely sensitive to, in the sense of if I'm sleeping and there's like any kind of sunshine world peeking through and I am not ready to get up, I'm awake.
A nap though?
Nope, a nap I have to. I can't make it completely dark, but I close all of the blinds. I close the door. There is no sound usually when I'm going to take a nap, and then I just like really cuddle under the blankets. Like I do not like, I can't sleep sometimes if there's too much light on my eyes. I'm very sensitive to the light.
I agree. I'm the same way. I cover my face, so I totally agree with that. Yeah. I think the beautiful thing is knowing what soothes you and what supports your mental health. Like one of the things that also supports me, I remember I was having a really hard time. I was in grad school and I was an actor and auditioning regularly then. And I was having a really hard time as an actor. I was doing work that was almost never rewarding. You know, it doesn't love you back. And I remember having a super sad day. And I was like, Franny, you got to find a way to pour into yourself more and to pour into something that's going to pour back into you, because this work isn't going to do it. And that's where my love of plants started. And that day I went and bought a bunch of plants and I started pouring, like the idea of pouring water into this plant and then it will grow and it will pour back love into me. And just seeing the green and seeing plants and seeing trees, that for me really supports my mental health. So I have a home full of plants. And I also, I live around a lot of trees. And part of the reason why I moved and did leave New York is because I needed that again. I needed to.
That's a really interesting perspective. I didn't think of it like that. But I remember I was urging for plants when I was living in Las Vegas, because you enjoy so many different parts of Las Vegas, like the mountains, you know, there's like different layers that are beautiful there. And now that I don't live there and I live somewhere that's extremely green, it's driving yeah. is so beautiful. Driving down, we live kind of on a hill and we're coming down and you see all of this greenery and the colors change here on the leaves. And it's so very, very soothing, very beautiful. It's breathtaking. That I don't really need it as much. I find myself still shopping for plants, but not as much as I used to. Because I can just look outside right now and I can see so much green. There's so much green everywhere.
I love, and that, and like a good drive will do that for me. And then I think
the beach.
I was going to say that water is my last one. And
water is definitely something we relate to together.
Yeah. It recharges me. And when I feel like I've always lived, and I remember at one point in time, I manifested that I would live within driving distance of water. And the next three places I lived, I was within driving distance of a beach. I lived on Hilson Head Island. I was maybe 5 minutes from a beach. When I lived in Savannah, Georgia, maybe 20. And then when I lived in Italy, I would go out on the balcony and I was at the beach. Like I would see the beach. And so I loved that. And I've always found that super soothing. Now I'm inland and no more driving. I can drive to the beach, which is like a 3-hour drive. So water is really helpful in the sense of like, I take the longest showers that have ever been created. Like
she does take the longest shower. We talked about this the other day. We're talking about showers for some reason.
I have no idea.
But if I had to time my shower, I don't know how long I am. I would probably say like max, if I'm really taking my time, like 20 minutes. That's if I'm like really taking my time, like really. But if I'm not taking my time, it's just like a regular, like I can do that in 10 minutes. Wow. I don't know how long Penny's is. It feels, the way she describes it, it sounds hour-ish to me.
It is. It's about an hour. I have no idea how people get out in 10 minutes. And people will ask me, what are you doing? And I'm like, what are you doing? How did you do it in 10 minutes? Because I haven't ever had a 10 minute experience in a shower. Do you go over your body one time?
Two times.
See, I don't know. I think I might do like three, but you know what I think happens? I kind of disassociate or something. I get like lost in there and I just start.
You do get lost in there. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
It's not us, it's you. You get lost in there. Probably. And would love that for you.
Yeah.
Love that.
So living alone is essential or having my own bathroom is always essential because I'm going to be a minimum of an hour in the bathroom and I cannot. And every time I try to rush, I go slower.
That's so funny.
I promise you, on the days where I'm like, you just got to jump in and get out, Franny. I promise you I'm late every time.
I'm that person that you could call right now and be like, girl, I'm picking you up to go blah, 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 blah. And it's like the exact opposite of what I'm wearing. And I could be ready in the next, like, you tell me you're 20 minutes away, ready. I could be ready. Mm-mm. Yep, that's me. I could do it.
Not her. It's going to be like an hour because I got to do my morning prep. And if I leave the house and I don't do my morning routine, I feel like I don't feel great.
But one thing that I am very opposite of Franny about, this is so funny, is I have to eat. Okay, I have to have my coffee.
Why does everybody assume that I don't eat? Like, what?
It's not that she doesn't. It's that she doesn't need to eat right away in the morning, and she could have snacks. And and I'm like, listen, I can get ready fast, like do my makeup, do my hair, do all that. But when it comes to right when I wake up to like before I start getting ready, whatever that is, if it's eating, if it's having coffee, sometimes I don't eat either, and it's just coffee and it's water. But like, I need a minimum of like at least 30 minutes where nobody's bothering me and I'm sitting there and I'm drinking my coffee. And then if I'm going to eat too, you might as well just slap a whole hour on. I need some time. Then I can get ready really quickly.
Or
if you tell me we're getting ready to go eat, that's a different story. I can switch things around, but I have to fuel. But I used to not be that way. In 2019, I had like a different dietary lifestyle that I was doing, and I wasn't eating until like a certain time. I was fasting and doing a mix of
intermittent fasting.
Yeah, which that's a different episode for a different time, but now I'm just not on that, and I gotta eat something. And if I don't eat, please have your girl find a coffee place. Stop to the nearest coffee place, please, Lord. If you want to have a good day with me, bring me to a place to get coffee. You don't even have to buy it. I just need coffee.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I can typically eat a little later in the day, but I always start my day with alkaline water. I keep it like right beside my bed and I drink like 16 ounces of water. And I love my favorite meal of the day is breakfast though. I love to make myself a meal in the morning because I become substantially less hungry throughout the day, but 100% I'm happy eating just like a piece of fruit, like some fruit in the morning. I'm happy eating like an orange or some, I'm okay with that. And then maybe eating again closer to noon. Yeah, I get it. So I get
what you're saying. Lunchtime is definitely my favorite too. Like I think the most time I'm hungry is not right when I wake up. It's definitely like midday. I notice that I can eat lighter at nighttime if I wanted to, or in the morning, but during the middle of the day, like I want something good, like whatever that is for me. Like I want something, it could be heartier, or maybe it could just be, I just want something that tastes really, really good for lunchtime.
Yeah.
Like I've been craving salad so much lately.
Me too.
I was just thinking right now, I'm going to order a salad today.
Yes. I was literally saying that to my sister today. I was like, I've just really been in a salad mood and I don't like ordering salads. So I think it's ridiculous, and they charge so much for them, but like I make a mean salad and I'm in such a salad mood. I really think I'm going to go and get salad stuff for them.
When me and Franny meet next year, I'm going to have her make me a salad because I know she can make it. And some cinnamon
rolls. I make bomb salads.
And cinnamon rolls. I'll have a cinnamon roll on the side with my salad.
I don't make those from scratch though. I admit that.
It's fine. It's okay. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's just associated to you. Like when I think about you, cinnamon roll.
Yes. Cause 2022, I'm traveling again, y'all. It's happening. I do think the beauty of this conversation was about like deciding what self-care habits support you. And they look different for every single one of us. And they can't be judged. Like Nicole, Poppin and Eddie and being completely relaxed and immersed in it has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that my experience was not so great. But you know, we both cope in different ways where it's like a regular routine for her to do that. It's a regular routine for me to completely disconnect. Like
absolutely.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm 10 times less likely to be reached.
If people I don't talk to her on the weekends.
Most people don't. My sister will even say, she's like, I haven't heard from Franny. I go into a cave and I like it there. Again, silence is how I retreat. Silence is how I restore. It looks different for me than it does other people, but it helps me and it supports me. And then that way, if I don't get my Friday, Saturday, Sunday of peace, Monday is irritating. So, you know, and you don't see me on social media on weekends typically because I don't want to be there. I want to be somewhere cuddled up in quiet. Yeah.
I'm exactly the same. I'm a big social media thing. I'm big on social media when it comes to, you know, your business. But yeah. I also think it's important to make sure that you're showing that you have a life too. This isn't your whole world. It doesn't matter if you have a team that's posting for you all the time. It's okay that you don't post.
Yeah.
It's okay that the whatever amount of people didn't see it, they'll see it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
And that pressure, I literally this week I released that. I was like, I don't have the energy to be creative today. I'm just going to be with myself. And I chose me. And things grow slower that way sometimes. Well, whatever, slow and steady wins the race. Ultimately, the people who are meant to find me will find me. And I am not going to jump on that boat of putting a bunch of
pressure. Be the tortoise, not the hare. You're so eager to win.
I've always thought the tortoise better.
The hare never won.
I always thought the tortoise was the better character. But I genuinely don't want to be a part of that culture. And I want to continue to prioritize my mental health and my self-care. And sometimes it looks like what some people would consider lazy, but it's not. It's me recharging and it's me saying I'm busy and I am busy. I'm busy with me. And to me, that's the best time of my life. And I don't know how long I'm going to have this time where it's just me and I can just enjoy my silence. And I am soaking this shit up. So don't at me. I'm going to do it. And I don't care. And I don't care. What's that song?
I don't know, but Adele's album just released shortly after Summer Walker's album, and I'm just saying that's all the ballads that I will be playing.
There we go.
I'm just going to be listening to all these heartbreak songs and let her sing about your life, girl. Please take a moment, listen to Adele's album, because actually fire. I was listening to it this morning.
I love it. And she said she made it for like those who are in their 30s and 40s and therapy and coping, and I was like, That's for me. I'm gonna listen to that.
Raise your hand, please. Just everybody raise your hand gently.
Come back.
We're here.
That's why we're here too.
We're here. But I'm so grateful. And again, I'm so excited to be on this journey with Franny. I'm so blessed that she thought of me as she was thinking of season two. And this is really just a small version of the conversations that we have for hours. We literally have these insanely deep conversations. And as you guys can see, we're so polar opposite in so many different ways and very similar in other ways. And I enjoy it because I'm like, what? You like the light? What is happening? Girl, better close those blinds. Close them. Because when I visit her and she put me in this guest room, I'm like, make it dark. Put the curtains up. Make it dark. Figure it out. She's like, it's really bright here.
We might have to switch rooms. What do you want me to do?
I would never.
I actually looked for a house that could get as much light as possible.
I love that. I'm like, put me in the cave. This cave you talk about. I'm like, is it dark in there?
It's behind my eyes, you see.
Got it.
Right. So when you close your eyes, it automatically gets dark. So try that. Anyway, thank you all so much for tuning back in. We will see you next time. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Continue to share with us your self-care habits and what you do to cope with your mental health and what it looks like for you. Are you an Eddie person?
Are you on Team Eddie over here? Let me know. Hashtag it under our post, please.
Yeah, Team Eddie. What do we want to say? Team Franny or Team Nicole? Like Team Eddie or Team No Eddie?
Whatever. Team Isolate. Don't talk to anyone.
Team Kate. Team Eddie or Team Kate? She's the Eddie. So if you're into that and whichever one, and just tell us about your experience, because I'm curious. I want to hear everybody copes in different ways. And again,
or just share some new ideas with us. There's things that we would love to entertain in our life.
Like painting is one of mine. Like there's so many things. So we didn't even cover all of them. So I could share too. I'm going to be down there. I am definitely Team Cave, and I have tons of self-care habits that I love. And I also encourage them as I work with people privately on their self-care and healing journeys. So, and then one thing I didn't talk about today is I'm also a big proponent of CBD. CBD and me are good. CBD is a calm thing.
CBD. Okay.
CBD's chill for me. I have CBD capsules that I use on days when I'm feeling a little high anxiety, and I love them and they're really great. And I have one that I actually use, and I'll put the link in because I think that
I haven't felt anything from CBD, but I'm willing to try. I'm very open. Let me see this thing. I would love to see
that. I don't experience a feeling. I experience a calm. So
if you're looking, I'd love that. Please feel free to follow both of us on Instagram. I will be at Female Makers, and we would love to just hear more of your thoughts, any ideas or topics you guys would like to talk about. We are super excited to continue this journey, and I will let Franny close out.
I'm at Guided Surrender, and you can follow us in this journey on my YouTube at Guided Surrender. You can also check in on any podcast site. Seems like Spotify tends to be the most popular one, but Apple Podcasts and all other podcast sites as well, if you just want to listen to the audio. And of course, comment and chat on the podcast, comment and chat on our Instagrams, wherever you are. And we are so excited to have you join us in this conversation, and we hope you're having fun. Because we sure are. We love you, we adore you, and we thank you. And we'll see you for the next episode of 1111, 11 episodes of New Beginnings. Ciao.
Thank you.
See you later, Gators.